It's that simple and that important. And also that, like, oh, you're not meditating every day? Ooh. You didn't brush your teeth today? Oh, okay. Well, why don't you stand back another foot?
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, where we discuss just whatever you need to know so that you can manifest the life of your dreams. And I just want to help you not only create the life of your dreams and nail it and be on top of your mindset, be doing 360 method all the time, to be living a quote-unquote positive life. Not because you have to, because you get to. But also my job, and something that has been coming up in my work with my clients and in the community, is how do we dream it bigger? How can I help you see the bigger picture? Because how is it that you're able to imagine something you've never imagined before? Obviously, I want you to be able to create the biggest, coolest, most amazing life ever. I want you to have the best, let me back up. I was going to say the best career, but I don't even want that. I don't even want to go there. What I want for you is to receive as much money and more that you possibly could ever need or want. I want you to see good in the world. I want the people that you love and care about to be taken care of. I want you to be happy, healthy, whole. And I want you, most importantly, to be spending your time doing what lights you up and doing what you love. And really making an effort toward putting your focus and your time on the stuff that makes you happy. And obviously, we've talked about shit that brings me joy a lot here on this channel. But I'm thinking even like on a more, like a deeper soul level, why you came to earth, why your soul is in this body, why it is choosing to carry out this version of life, why it has picked you as the avatar or as the main character or the star of the movie. You with all of your challenges, everything that you go through that you don't like, everything that you are so angry or sad or frustrated about being dealt, the hand you were dealt in this life. Everything that's hard in your life, everything that sucks, everything you don't want to do, everything you're resentful for, all of that stuff was chosen. You wanted that in your arsenal because it was going to help you in some way achieve the goals that you came here to achieve. And I truly believe that your soul had a mission. It's on earth at this time in this body for a reason. There's something that it's here to do. There's something you're here to do, or maybe even multiple somethings. Overall, I just truly, genuinely believe that every soul has an agenda. And that's why you have the interests you have. It's why you have the skills you have. Those two things right there let you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing. Because if you didn't have the desire, the drive, the skills, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't want to do it. You wouldn't enjoy doing it. and you wouldn't be motivated to do it and bring it to the world. We've talked about this before. If you have the desire, the drive, and the skill, then that's all you need to know to allow you to bring forth whatever it is to the planet. That's the permission you need. That's the ticket. It's, if you didn't have all three of those components, you wouldn't stick to it. You wouldn't have the passion to better your skill level at it. You have the natural God-given talent, right? But then you develop it over time because you care and you enjoy doing it and you want to get better and you want to bring it to the world. And then you have the drive to see it in the world and to do what it takes to have other people get to share in it with you. That's why those three things, I'm telling you, whatever it is that you want to do, if you want to write books, you want to be an author, you have some skill level at it, and you see yourself, you're willing to do what it takes to bring it to the world, you will. You're going to be an author, I promise. Well, I mean, if you stick to it, you will. You know what I'm saying? You have it. You have the things. Because if somebody's missing any of those components, they're not going to have the magic, right? And like, it's not to say that you can't get quote unquote success. We've seen people in the music industry, for example, who maybe to some don't seem very talented, but they have the drive and they have the desire and they're there. But it's not that full package. It's not the show stopping, oh my gosh, wow factor, right? When you have all three, that's the makings of a star. That's the makings of massive success. That's the makings of one of a kind. So if you have all three, just all you got to do is work at the thing. And I'm telling you that as somebody who's doing those things. In music, I have the talent. I have the drive to see it in the world. And I have the desire to actually sit down and do it. It's the thing I love doing the most. And so when I combine that with my willingness to learn, my vocal lessons and bettering my writing and learning how to use different platforms that my producer is using and learning how to produce music and just getting better at it, right? I'm doing that. I'm bettering my craft. And I'm working toward bringing it to the world. I'm putting it in my schedule, and then I'm putting it in my life, and I'm putting together projects, and I'm putting together music videos, and I'm putting together albums, and I'm sharing it on my platforms. I'm talking about it on my podcast, and I'm going to see my music in the world, period. And so this is what I mean. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can just do it. There's no like regulatory board that's like, okay, Roxy, you can now do music. Thanks, guys. Thanks, board. You know, like you could just do the thing. You could start working on it right now and decide that you're just not going to be somebody who doesn't do it. You're just not going to live your life not putting out your art, not putting out your music, not creating your own business, whatever it is. And it's the same with Roxy Talks. I just started doing this. I didn't ask for permission. Nobody said I could do it. I started with my channel. I had my channel for a year and a half before I launched my business. And then I applied for an EIN number. I got a business bank account. I got an LLC. I became a real business. And you can just do that. At least if you're in the United States, I'm not sure about anywhere else, but in the United States, you can just start a business. You can just start a business doing whatever you want. You can just start your career today. You could just put your content in front of people who are already into it. That's the cool thing about being really into what you do. Remember the concept of liking or desiring to do it, because you're already a fan of the thing that you love to do. And you're a fan, there's other fans, there's a fan base, and those fans are already looking for more content. And you know it because you consume the kind of content you make, right? I know I listen to music. I listen to music every single day. The authors that I know, they read a lot. The coaches that I know and that I work with and myself, we consume courses and we get coaching. So chances are there's already a massive audience for what you love to do. And you know, because you consume, that consumers want more to consume. This swipe thing is real. You know, the endless scrolling, the doom scrolling, that's because we have an incessant need for more and the next and the next and the next. So in one way of looking at it, it's, you know, it's a lot to be a content creator because, you know, people consume your content and then they're on to the next. But also you have a hungry audience that wants more. And if you have the desire to create, you're willing to put your stuff in front of them and you're willing to get better and you're good at it. Guess what? They want it. They want to hear your music. They want to read your book. They want to take your program. So why are you holding it back from them? No, I'm just kidding. That's not where this episode is going. This episode is about being able to see the bigger picture for yourself, right? So I went on a little bit of a tangent. I just, because it's my goal to convince everybody that they need to be spending their time doing what they love. Again, I am here right now to usher in the next renaissance. I am an agent of light, and I am here for you to help you believe in yourself enough so that you will go after what will make you turn your light on, to make you magnetic and powerful and sending out ripples in your world so that you affect people and change them. And this is how we change the world, one person at a time. So that's my goal, is to convince you beyond a shadow of a doubt. And not just that, not just convince you, but light a fire under your ass where you're like, whoa, I only have so many. I just saw the guy from Nightmare Before Christmas pop up in my head when he's like, 364 days until Halloween or whatever. It's like that. Like, oh my gosh, I only have 364 days left till next Halloween. And like, I have got to get on this. Meaning I've already lived XYZ years not being completely obsessed with crafting my life in a way that I love and serves me in every single way. I don't have a second to waste. I need to put together the best life that I can and live my best version of life and then continue growing and building, implementing, getting better, falling more in love with myself, falling more in love with my life, seeing the vision unfold, getting more downloads about what's next and growing that vision. And for me, this is my life path. Honestly, like, I have a lot of things that I want to do in the world that I've talked about, but overall, the bird's eye view, the bigger picture, like the forest, not the trees, right? The forest versus the individual trees. The idea is I have to do what I love as much as possible. I have to craft my schedule to reflect that for me, because otherwise I get wrapped up in have to do's and not get to do's. And I am supposed to tap into my highest light every single day, maintain it, share it, bask in it, grow it, expand it, show the world how to do the same. So all of the dreams and the goals and these huge visions and even just the wacky visions that I get, they're all from meditation. And meditation has just been the most incredible practice that I've ever done or implemented. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it a million times. Listen, I'm not the kind of person that's going to waste my time harping on something that's like not, like, I am about refinement. I am about doing only what moves the needle and makes sense and makes me happy, I would not be over here spouting out about meditation constantly, nor spending at least an hour every single day of my life in meditation if it was not as powerful and important as I'm trying to convey with words. Like, get in there. You need to get into your meditations. You need to be meditating every day. It is fucking profound. And so much can be seen and gained and learned, and so much peace, so much healing, stepping into your new version, stepping into your ideal version, seeing your place in the world, seeing your place in the universe, seeing your mission for Earth. There, and this is just like a couple things that you can do. And I noticed in the community, in my clients, there's a little bit of a, I don't want to say a lack of vision, because it's not that. It's almost like the vision's not going out far enough. We can only see like so far into the future, and we don't know how to future cast or vision cast, or, you know, see farther down the line than just the next few steps. Like, we can't see past the next few rungs of the ladder, basically. And so what I want to say is I was there too. And actually, you know, for 35 years of my life, my greatest vision for myself, the farthest I could see and what I thought was my tippy top, was I wanted to be like a Lady Gaga, a Rihanna, a Beyonce, you know what I mean? You know, I wanted to be the top bitch pop star. That was like my highest of high goals. Now, because I meditate every day, I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, my music career, obviously. But I want to be a multi-billionaire. I want to change the world. I want to help every single person on the entire planet, all 7-8 billion of them. I want to help the world. I want to change the world. I want to change the trajectory of what's going on in the world. I want to bring peace to the world. You know, I have so much. It's such a huge vision. Bringing humanity forward and connecting humanity and ending hunger and homelessness and all of these things. Empowering every single person on the planet with the knowledge of what they can do, exactly what we're doing here on this podcast. Like I say all the time, everyone deserves to know their complete control of their reality. That's my mission. That's my ultimate mission, is I have to let you, everybody, know. That's why I'm saying go out into your communities and spread the word, because everybody needs to know this information. That is what is very clear to me. So, but okay. The other thing is, I've always known my entire life I was here to speak to the masses. Even as a child, I just knew I was here to speak to the masses. I've said this before. I thought it was through music. I never realized that I'd be doing this, right? Like, I didn't know until it took me over at age 35. You've probably heard me tell that story. I didn't see this larger vision until I started meditating. I didn't know about the possibilities for myself until I started meditating. I wasn't able to start a business until I started meditating. I've maintained my business with zero training for 4 years. I have a coach. I mean, I have a coach, and I'm always taking programs, but I'm really much, very much just figuring this out as I go as a business owner, right? All of what I'm doing and where I'm going and the vision I have is becoming fleshed out in meditation. And every single day for the last year and a half, I have been meeting with my ideal self in meditation, among other entities. But the ideal self is where the vision expands the most. So this is what I want to help you with. If you are feeling like you're not able to see the next step or beyond the next step, go into meditation and start talking to the version of you that is at the farthest you can see yourself. So the way that I started this was I went to my dream house. I have a little dream house that I started creating in my mind. And I went to the front door, I rang the doorbell, and I let the me that lives there that has that house open the door and let me in. And then she showed me around just like if my friend had moved into a new house. It was just like that. And we like had little cocktails and we convened and I started going there every single day. And every day more of the vision would be revealed to me. Like the very first day I only saw the living room. And then it would just like the whole house came into view and then different, you know, different rooms and different experiences and, you know, then different places. And then eventually over time, different versions, new ideal versions started emerging because I realized that that version that I was talking to, she has an ideal version. Well, who's that? Let me meet her. And then guess what? Guess who has an ideal version? She does. Ooh, I just realized my tip. I just realized my tippy top that I think is my tippy top. She's got to have an ideal version. And guess who I'm going to talk to today? So anyways, it's in convening with these versions of myself that I'm able to see so much of my vision played out. I'm given new ideas and new avenues and new inspiration and answers and puzzle pieces and mile markers and like literal steps to take to get to where I want to go. And I'm doing this every single day. And this is why my vision has gotten so big and has changed so much. Like, you know, if you've listened to me over the last year, just 2023 alone, I've pivoted a lot. Or I don't want to say I've pivoted a lot, but I'm shifting a lot because I'm seeing the grander vision and I'm allowing myself to be taken with the inspiration because I know where I'm going. And so I'm leading with my intuition. I'm talking about what it feels right to talk about. I'm moving my schedule around in a way that feels right for me to move it around. I want to be in the energy and in the vibe of the absolute freest, most capable, but also the one that believes in me the most version, right? I want to be the most open to receiving, the one that is sure without a shadow of a doubt, most certain, most sure, most trusting, most believing, most free, most excited, most active, most activated, most ready, most willing to do anything, most willing to pivot. Ooh, this one too. The one that lets things like roll off their back and just bounces back. Because the other thing that's been happening throughout this whole shift is I'm thinking things are going to go one way and then it's a total curveball. So I've had to just roll with the punches so much this year, but also that's just becoming its own lesson. It's just like when something crazy happens, I'm just like, oh, whoa, okay, there. I didn't expect it to go that way. Did not expect it to go that way. That's interesting. And you've been with me through like even just recently with the Instagram and then with Chili. It's just like there's things I was so certain about and I'm still certain about those things. I just didn't expect that the road would turn the way it did. But it's not stopping me and I don't care because I know where I'm going. I've seen the vision and I see it every day. And it didn't start off as big as it is. And that's really what I want to say to you and to everybody is your vision can grow. And like, I bet you, if you were to go into meditation and start meditating every day with your ideal self, you would find that you have a grand purpose that is like billions on the scale of billions like mine, meaning billions and billions of dollars because I want to help billions and billions of people. I'm going to help. I am helping billions and billions of people. I'm helping billions of people. My business is booming. I'm helping billions of people, right? And my business doesn't need to boom for me to help billions of people. I don't need to help billions of people for my business to boom. My business booms because it does. I help billions of people because I do. I'm open to receiving all of the amazing, exciting experiences along this journey to billions and billions of dollars, helping billions and billions of people. That's it. And I know I'm boiling it down to, I know the money thing, whatever. obviously the vision is grander, but kind of looking at the scope of it and just kind of hammering it down into a little bite-sized nugget. We're on the scale of billions for now. And we're not scared by that number. We're not scared at how or worried about the how. We are only concerned with staying in the energy of the version that is receiving that, right? All I care about is staying in the belief, in the knowledge, in the knowing, in the trusting that I am getting there, that it is working and it is unfolding. And I have to be the person that carries out that legacy. I am the person that is going to help the world in the ways that I want to, period. That's why I'm here. And I know I'm going to do it because that's the mission I'm on, and I'm not on any other mission. You know, it's like I can only walk down one road at a time, literally and figuratively. I can't do both. So if this is the road I'm walking, and every single day I'm waking up with the intention to be this version, I'm going into meditation, I'm convening with that version, I'm finding out who they are, what they think like, what their energy feels like, and I'm asking them, what do I do today to get where you are? What did you do today? Kind of a deal. And I'm doing those things, and then wake up, repeat, I will get there. There's no other place for me to go. My feet can only lead me in one direction, right? So as long as I'm moving forward on that path, I will encounter everything on that path. We've talked about this so many times. So I want you to get comfortable with the idea that what if you just never skipped a day of meditation again for the rest of your life? That's the declaration I made to myself, and I love it. And now I just live by it. It's like brushing my teeth. You just don't skip it. You know what I mean? It's just a standard I live by. I'm an adult and I brush my teeth every day. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple and that important. And also that, like, oh, you're not meditating every day? Ooh. You didn't brush your teeth today? Oh, okay. Well, why don't you stand back another foot? You know what I'm, it's literally, that's how it feels. So get comfortable with the idea that meditating every day is what's separating you from who you are now and the greatness you're going to become. I promise you that. I promise you. Because the me that doesn't meditate every day does not get where I am right now. It doesn't even get where I am right now, let alone where I'm going. Because I was that me that I told you about with the being the singer. I was that version of me for 35 years. I was so that me for 35 years. Just narrow focus, one track mind. I'm going to be a famous singer, period. Goodbye. There was nothing else that I really cared about. There was nothing else that was more important. There was nothing else that I was going to do in life. There was nothing. I was going to get there. If you can't tell, when I decide something, I'm going to get it. I'm very determined. So once I started meditating, everything changed. It just opened up. Like basically I was focusing on one branch of a fucking massive oak tree is what I'm trying to say. So this exercise of meditating with your ideals, meditate with that branch and let it show you the rest of the tree. There we go. Perfect. I could have summed up the whole podcast in one sentence, but no, we did. Meditate with the branch you would like to be on or be as, live as, the life you would want to live, and let it show you, let them show you the rest of the tree. Let them show you the other branches, because that's going to be you, right? You're going to carry out all these different projects and experiences. The trunk is you, and then you have all of these tributaries or creations that you make, roads that you follow. And the one, you know, your version of being Lady Gaga or whatever is just one branch. So if you want to see more of the tree revealed, if you want to know what is my grander vision, where am I going next, what's bigger than this, I can't see beyond it, go and talk to the version that you want to be. Go and talk to the version that you're striving to be right now, and talk to them every single day. Get to know them, see where they live, become one with them. I mean, literally, you do have to become one with them in order to be them, right? To manifest them. You're going to want to take on their energy. You're going to have to take on their energy. And you're going to have to live as them, acting as if. We know all these things, right? So get to know that energy very, very well. And then put it on, wear it, act like that, live from that space. But also gain the wisdom and knowledge that the version of you that is already living that life has to offer. Find out what they're doing and what they did to get where they are so that you can mimic those actions. And they will show you more of the vision because that version of you is manifesting something different. Actually, here, yesterday I was getting into the energy of my $3,000 a day self, $3,000 a day in sales in my business, $3,000 a day. And I was getting into her energy. And I literally looked through her eyes and you know what she was doing? She was feeling into $10,000 days. So I was like, oh, okay, $10,000 days. All right. $10,000 days it is then. And I just like saw like a window into her eyes and it was so funny. She was doing the same thing I was doing, feeling into the energy of her next level. So you can, again, gain from them and find out what they're doing and what they're focusing on and what they want to do because they're living the life you want to live. And you at that level is going to have ambition still, right? Like if you're an ambitious person, if you're a manifester, if you're trying to create an amazing reality for yourself, you have big, beautiful dreams. They're not going to end when you achieve one. I promise you. It's only going to be like, okay, now what? If you don't have a backup plan, right? So that's actually happened to me multiple times. So now that I have a much grander vision, I don't have to say now what because I know what's now what. And every day I'm leaning into the future. I'm leaning into the possibilities that I can do with this body, with this life, with this talent, with this skill, with this knowledge, whatever, and seeing how I can apply my own personal brand of magic to Earth while I'm here. Again, that's my goal is to just do as much of what I love to do while I'm here because that's why I came. And it's why I have the skills, the desires, the interests, and the drives that I do have because I'm supposed to affect the world in the way that I am called to, that I feel like, right? Like it makes sense if you think about it. You are given the desires because you're supposed to do those things. You're not given the desires so that you can pine away and long for them. That's not what this is about. So if you're pining, if you're longing, stop longing and start doing, start actually making some headway. BigBeautifulDreams.com. The September game plan that I put in there is literally about making a game plan and creating a timeline and a schedule for achieving even your biggest dreams. So if you're a member, make sure you do your September game plan and really map out the road to getting literally anything. Like it doesn't matter what it is. I give you a tangible way to create a roadmap that will help you achieve those things. As long as you, like I said, like what I'm doing, if you stay on the road, you're going to get there. And the other cool thing that's happening in BBD is next week. So on Tuesday, the 26th, I'm hosting a masterclass inside of Big Beautiful Dreams Club. It's the 20K month masterclass. And I'm teaching you what I did to quickly scale my business to 20K months and how you can do that in your own business and create financial freedom for yourself. Okay, so that's happening Tuesday, the 26th, 3:30 p.m. PST inside of the Big Beautiful Dreams Club. You have to be a member of Big Beautiful Dreams Club or Synergy to get access to this masterclass, okay? So Synergy members are automatically, they already have BBD. Everything that BBD does, that's included in Synergy. Synergy is $59 a month. So you could come in, grab this masterclass for $59. The other cool thing is the very next day, I'm doing the monthly Q&A. So you could come to this masterclass, do the monthly Q&A, and then if you decide you don't want it, you could cancel after 1 month. I don't think you want to or you should, but you could. You could cancel after 1 month and then get all of that for $59, a Q&A with me, the masterclass, and then we're going to be dropping the October game plan on the 1st anyways, or around the 1st anyways. So it's a really, really, really great time to join the Big Beautiful Dreams Club. If you are somebody that is either wanting to quit your job and start your own business, if you are somebody that has a bunch of hustles and you're ready to focus on the ones that bring you joy, or, you know, drop the ones that are just a struggle. You don't want to be driving Uber anymore. We want to focus solely on the plan, on the business, on the music, whatever it is. If you are an artist, a writer, a creator, an entrepreneur, a business owner, and you want a space that is going to nurture you as you implement these components of your business, building your empire, seeing the grander vision. You want mindset work, you want community, you want practical steps. That is exactly what the Big Beautiful Dreams Club is. BigBeautifulDreams.com. I absolutely love that space, and I would love to have you in there and be a part of our community of amazing creative artists who are just fucking inspiring as hell. And I just love that space. It's my, I don't want to say it's my favorite, but it's the most attuned to who I am, because I am a musician. And so I created it with the musician in mind, with the artist in mind, the person that's like kind of a lone wolf and you don't necessarily have a bunch of people that you can talk to about wanting to be a billionaire. And some people think you're crazy. So this is the space where like that's not crazy and everybody in there is creative. So the ideas that we get and we generate together are just off the fucking charts. And I just can't speak enough to it. So I love Big Beautiful Dreams. BigBeautifulDreams.com. Come in and check out the $20,000 month's masterclass happening Tuesday, September 26th. I love you so much. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. If you enjoyed it, please give me a, you know, nice rating if you want. And you can leave a comment on Spotify, and you can also DM me on Instagram. I so appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want to download my free 30 days of alignment challenge, it's what I did to change my life. It was the first 30 days of my life change. June of 2019, I'll never forget, is when everything changed for me and I began becoming this version that you're listening to right now. That's on my website, roxytalks.com. I'll also link it in the show notes below the episode. I don't know where you're looking at them. I'm assuming they're below, metaphorically below, whatever that means. I love you. I appreciate you so much. Don't worry. Your dreams are totally possible. They're unfolding. They're happening. We just need you to gain more clarity, a little more belief in it, and then just that like determination to stick to it no matter what and make it happen. And your life is freaking golden. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.